This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to talk about sleeping stupidity.
Okay.
Okay, here's the sleeping stupidity we want to talk about. You can tell us the stupid stuff you've done in your sleep. If you're a sleepwalker, you're a sleep talker. But this new thing, I mean, I get it. It's the way people communicate now. Can you imagine being able to operate your phone while you're asleep?
No, in fact, that's very unsettling.
It's a new thing. They're calling it sleep texting.
What?
It's like sleepwalking. A number of college-age students are texting people as they drift off to sleep or they're still asleep. And they don't remember sending the text the next morning.
Hence, just like sleepwalking.
Yeah.
But there's texting.
Over 25% said they had sleep texted before. I can't imagine we get one. Like, who are you texting?
Right.
And are you texting something like from your subconscious? Are you texting like someone telling somebody your true feelings?
Yeah.
What happens when you sleep text?
All I know is you're not supposed to wake a sleep texter because you can kill them. Just like a sleepwalker, they'll die on the spot. So don't wake them. Yeah, don't make any noise. Shh, quiet.
You get how. Like, there are times when I find your misinformation cute and charming.
It's not misinformation.
This is not one of those.
It's real.
The fact that every time we talk about.
Yeah.
Every time my wife sleepwalks, sleep talks, does her whole weird thing.
She does.
I wake her up every time. And guess what? Not dead.
No, you don't wake. No,
not
no.
Not dead.
No, because you didn't wake her up.
I did wake her up.
No, she was in that semi state between. Yeah, so you didn't kill. That's why she's not dead.
Scientific terms are just flowing now. I believe scientists call it the in between thing, the halfway.
Right. That's why she isn't dead. But
no.
If she's texting, they'll die faster if they're texting, sleep texting.
Next time she's having one of her episodes, I'm going to hand her a phone and then go, bah! Oh, God. Now, this tape
exactly,
is
right?
Going to be used at my trial.
Yep.
She died when Steve tried to tell him.
I tried to warn.
Whatever you do, don't wake a sleep texter.
Yep.
The majority of sleep texting students had no memory of their texting behavior.
That's wicked.
I'd love to talk to at least one person who has sleep texted.
Right.
But I think we've got a lot of people who sleep something. You don't do anything, right?
I slumber. I stay in bed. I'm in RAM.
I'm telling you right now, it's hereditary.
What
and
is
so
that?
Your parents must not have done it. Because my brothers did it a little. I outgrew
sleepwalk.
It. Sleepwalk? Sleepwalk, sleep talk, yeah.
Oh,
my dad was like a kicker.
Lou, you don't want that.
Dude,
he's marching around the house just wailing.
If he would fall asleep on the couch, you would know not to be anywhere near the couch because all of a sudden he'd get in a fight with somebody and just be like, huh! Like sidekick, like full-on Karate Kid Crane. And you're like on the ground.
Wow.
And he still does it to my mom.
Oh, I was going to ask, how do you have to sleep?
I know. She's just learned. Like, he has a couple, like, it's almost like she lives in the fire swamp in Princess Bride.
Gotcha.
So he has a couple little ticks that happen just before.
Little warning.
It's like,
foreshadowing.
He's like, it's a lightning sand or whatever. And she knows to get away before he does a kick.
We got lightning sand. We got kicking.
Rodents of unusual size.
Dang.
Yes, we're referencing that a lot. We have some other stories.
Yeah.
Somebody said this is their sleeping stupidity. They get home and they're clearly overtired and probably fell asleep at some point and they're sleepwalking.
Okay.
They're standing at their front door and they cannot get their key to work.
Wait, they're on the inside of the door?
No, they're outside trying to get in their house and their key will not open the door. But they're using their fob from their car. They're just like,
Dude, they should make front door keys like out of a
book. I'm telling you, that's a $1 billion idea.
They just stood there.
You get home, you're like, boop, boop.
Meanwhile, the car just keeps sliding.
And the lights are going on off in the car. It's like, open, you idiot. That's hilarious.
That's fun.
To me, somebody else says, more often than I care to admit, I sleepwalk. I get myself some coffee and I dump the creamer in, except I open the
what?
Egg whites.
Holy crap.
Because they're in the same kind of container. Okay. If you're buying the one, the little, in coffee the, one, the, in the tiny the... little milk looking one, yeah. Huh. They thought they were putting heavy cream in instead. So it's like, eggs. Take a big swig of your egg ridden.
Right.
That's sleep stupidity.
That hurts.
All right. So we've given you a ton of examples. Sleep. Steve will not understand any of it.
Yeah, because I just sleep normal.
I often, when I was a child, but I outgrew it. My wife and my children have not outgrown it. I would wake up in my parents' closet.
Wait, no, that's not, you weren't wandering in. I think that's where they stashed you.
Yeah, to be, that's to be fair, that's where they hid the Christmas presents. And I think subconsciously, I was always trying
always
to go look.
Because
I would end up, they'd be like, Michael, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? Why'd you wake me up? I'm like, why am I in a closet? Why are you terrible parents?
You should have said, you're not supposed to wake me up.
There it is.
You could kill me.
And look, did I die? Oh, boom. Boom. I just killed your theory with my own memory.
Even worse, you turned out like.
I'd be better off dead. All right. Sleep stupidity. We want to hear your stories. Chelsea?
Yay.
Sleep stupidity.
So. I do this thing where if I'm talking to someone in person and I'm really tired, I'll fall asleep, but then my sleepy self doesn't want them to know I fell asleep. So when they stop talking, I will just say like strange sayings like, well, if the shoe fits, how can you argue? And then I'll wake up hearing myself say that and be like, what the heck did I just say?
Dang. And they don't know you fell asleep during their conversation?
I don't exactly know. Like, no one's ever truly called me out on it, but I mean, it's
oh
weird
my God.
Stuff. Like, well, the
That's
chicken's
fun.
In the coop, so whatever.
Here I am telling you about my dog I just had to euthanize, and you're like, well, the shoe fits! What?
That's exactly how it is, and it's just the weirdest stuff comes out of my mouth, but it's in response.
So, are your eyes open? Like, you fully stand there, and you just, your mind is turned off.
No, I don't think my eyes are open. It's usually when I'm like talking to someone like in a car and I'm in the back seat, or if we're just like laying on the couch or something.
Sure. I think we call that narcolepsy, but
yeah, there is that. That is weird. I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
You made it through this conversation though, right? This was all
That's true.
This was all actually you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've sleep texted twice.
You have?
What?
Yeah.
Who'd you text?
I don't remember. It was in college, so it was a long time ago, but I remember someone texting me back, and I woke up, and I read it, and I was like, what? And then I realized I had been texting them in my sleep.
That is creepy.
And was it the same weird stuff you say when you're, like, two birds in one?
I wish I could remember. I'm sure it was.
Wow.
That's crazy,
That's awesome.
Chelsea.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah.
That girl has some...
I've never heard of that.
...issues. Casey?
Yay.
Sleep stupidity.
Yes, one time I almost left walked into a cheetah sanctuary.
Jesus. Holy, where do you live?
I'm sorry. That was my first question. Yeah, was it mine? Right. It's like, well, I mean, I woke and I was in the middle of Africa.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
So I was visiting my friend in Namibia. She worked at a cheetah sanctuary there. And I tend to sleepwalk when I'm someplace other than my bed. And I got up to sleepwalk out the door and she was sleeping and thought I needed help, so she also sleepwalked and tried to help me outside.
Oh, great.
The blind leading the blind. The sleeping leading the sleeping. And the cheetahs are just like, this one's not even fair.
Right, this is too easy.
Guys, we can't eat this one. This is like shooting fish in a barrel,
right,
cheetah
free
style.
Samples, man. What is free? Yeah,
it's the Costco for cheetahs. Yes. They're like, hey, step on over here. There's two live ones. Oh my God.
Wow, Casey.
All's well that ends well, though.
Right.
You're fine?
Yeah, she told me to go back to bed, and I did what I was told.
Dang, you could have been eaten.
That's
right?
Amazing. Thank you for the call.
Dang.
I want the cheetahs to be able to call and go, guys, you are not going to believe this story. Jen?
Hi. Yay.
Sleep stupidity. What do you got?
So usually when I sleepwalk, it's usually based on stress, and I was way stressed out, and in my dream, I was playing baseball, running the bases, so I jumped out of bed and ran to my basement and thought I was literally running bases.
Oh my God.
My mom, My mom figured out that I made a lot of noise going to the basement, apparently, and came running down there, and she was standing over home plate when I thought in my head, and I...
No! Rush the plate! Yeah!
Round
take
and
her
out!
Somebody's waving you in!
Right?
Yep.
How'd that go?
Oh, God.
Oh, she got a little bruised up, but she was okay.
I'm safe!
You're arguing with your mom, kicking dirt on her? Come on now! Suck it up! Rub some dirt on it!
Thank you, Jen. That was
That's
amazing.
Fun. Yeah.
Kat?
Hi.
Hi.
Sleeping stupid.
So my daughter, when she was a teenager, woke up in the middle of the night sleepwalking, ran herself a bath, and by the time she woke up, she had flooded the hole upstairs. There was about 2 inches of water dripping down.
No.
To the
nice. So they can do damage and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They can be, oh.
You would think the water would wake you up.
Right. And
lots,
so she
lots of damage.
Oh, insurance won't cover that. Sleepwalking?
Yes, they will.
No.
Shut up.
Sleepwalkers.
Okay, the sheer amount of misinformation coming out of your head today.
Trust me.
Don't wake her up, though. Let her damage stuff, but then you got to claim it was a rodent because they won't cover it if it was somebody sleeping.
They won't.
Michelle.
Yay.
Yay.
Sleep stupidity.
Okay, crazy amount of sleep stupidity stories, including walking out to the neighbors and peeing on people. But one night when I was a teenager, I stayed the night with a friend. I got up at some point in the middle of the night, and I went into her parents' room and got in bed with them.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Dad's like, well, I've already started my penthouse letter. Wait, how old were you? Never mind. If it's young, I don't want to know.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah. How'd that, what was their reaction? Or?
Well, fortunately, I got in on mom's side, so... they weren't thinking I needed anything.
Ah, okay.
Thank goodness.
Right.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize she was that young. It's Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello. Sleep stupidity.
Yeah. My ex used to talk in his sleep a lot, and he admitted to me that he was cheating on me, so we ended up getting divorced.
Well, you divorced him while he was still asleep? Okay,
yes.
Right.
So. You woke up to, like, the paperwork. What's this?
Dang. Were you asking him questions, like details? And
Vladimir,
he was there?
Yeah, get at it.
Well, it started it with him calling me the wrong name. So I was like, what did you call me? And so I went through his phone, and yeah, it turns out he was, definitely.
No.
Nice.
That's
awful. Yeah, Thank you, Chelsea. Avery.
Yay.
Sleep stupidity, what do you got?
So it's a story about my husband. He sleepwalks when he drinks too much, and he just sleepwalked to the kitchen and went pee into the dishwasher.
Oh, and it was like clean dishes.
Oh,
clean dishes.
Pipes.
The door,
okay.
He opened the door, sat down on the door. Wiped
yeah,
that's
wow.
Not great.
He sit down peed.
Yeah, that's the only part of the story he doesn't want on the air.
Exactly.
You can say I peed on anything, honey, but I was standing when I did it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.